Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay to Dr. Jazz in my dreams.
Jazz musicians just love to title their works with their own names or the names of other musicians or singers. There are hundreds and hundreds of examples of jazz composers doing this. Often this is done to pay tribute where it is due, or done as a memorial for a passed-on musician. Sometimes they get very creative in giving titles to their pieces. Let's begin with tenor saxophonist Gene Ammons, who wrote and recorded Blue Ammons on his Boss Tenor album of 1960, Tommy Flanagan piano, Doug Watkins bass, Art Taylor drums, and Ray Barreto on congas. In 1927, C Melody sax player Frankie Trumbauer and orchestra recorded Trumbology in 1927 with Bix Beiderbecke on cornet and Jimmy Dorsey on alto. Trumpeter Harry Sweets Edison released the album Edison's Lights in 1976, a reference to the great inventor Thomas Edison, I suppose. Here's the title track, Edison's Lights, with the quintet, Lockjaw Davis on tenor, Count Basie piano, John Hurd bass, and Dolo Coker on drums. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Musicians' names and jazz titles is today's theme on this Dr. Jazz Hour. In 1996, piano virtuoso Oscar Peterson wrote and recorded a tribute to the great French violinist Stéphane Grappelli, Blues for Stéphane, trumpet by Roy Hargrove, tenor Ralph Moore, bass Niels Henning Oster Peterson, and Louis Nash on drums. A Billie Holiday original was Billy's Blues, recorded in 1936 with Bunny Berrigan on trumpet and Artie Shaw on clarinet. Multi-instrumentalist Matt Kattengub plays almost all instruments on this tribute to Thad Jones titled Thaddish from his 1987 release High Tech Big Band.
Thank you.
Let's continue today's theme of musicians' names and titles on this Dr. Jazz Hour with trombonist Steve Turay doing Steve's Blues from his 1996 album, Steve Turay. He is joined by fellow trombonist J.J. Johnson, pianist Stephen Scott, and trumpeter John Faddis. Drummer and swing band leader Chick Webb recorded Spinnin' the Web with his orchestra in 1938. And trumpeter Wynton Marsalis pays homage to another trumpet man on In the Court of King Oliver from Standard Time Volume 3 of 1990 with his father Ellis on piano.
Thank you.
We are enjoying jazz works with musicians' names in the titles on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Tenor saxophonist Clifford Jordan titled one with his middle name, Laconia, on his 1957 album, Cliffcraft. Art Farmer on trumpet, Sonny Clark piano, George Tucker bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. Jimmy Rushing sang Jimmy's Blues in the late 1930s with the Count Basie Orchestra. And let's complete this Dr. Jazz Hour with the bossa nova sound of altoist Bud Shank and pianist Claire Fisher in 1962, doing one titled João, referring to the Brazilian guitarist João Gilberto.
Thank you. got a mind to ramble, got a mind to go back home, got a mind to be a good boy. The winter, some love in the fall, but I love early in the morning, 'cause that's the best time of all. Yes, I love my baby, but my baby won't behave. I'm gonna follow you, tall and mellow, some like I'm short and brown, but you can't tell the difference when the sun goes down. Yes, I love my baby, but my baby won't behave. I'm gonna follow.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.